5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at cargurus.com. Go to cargurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's cargurus.com. Cargurus.com.
Okay, we're starting.
She's so well trained.
She's my little trick dog.
Oh my god.
We're here.
We're here.
On what's the name of my podcast? RIP. We got Isabel Hagen on.
Yes.
And here's what I know.
Okay.
One, you're promoting something.
Yeah.
Two, I just found out you're playing with Vampire Weekend.
Uh-huh.
Three, I also just found out you're married.
Yeah.
Crazy. I found all of that out within like a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hit me up.
And then I hit you up?
Yeah.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
That's really weird.
I know. And I was like, it felt like you smelled that I stalked you or something.
I was like,
isn't that weird? That happened with Rick Glassman too. I went on like a deep dive on Glassman and then he DM'd me and I was like, oh.
It always works that way.
It does. It's because it's doing that.
Do you believe in all that energy? See,
No, not energy. I believe it's the Instagram being like.
Oh. You just believe.
Totally.
I'm like, do you believe in the power of the algorithm? You're like, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
literally
yeah.
What
yeah.
It
like,
is.
Do you believe in energy? I'm like, no. There is no God. There is no God.
Yeah.
But for sure, when I did a deep dive on somebody, it then sends them me.
Yes. And then you're like, but it's. It just wants to be close to you.
This is like being drunk date.
It's really nice. You're like, nope.
Please keep your space. Please keep your space.
It's like, but maybe I get closer.
But maybe we can titty fuck. Remember titty fucking?
Yeah,
does
I could
still
never.
Happen?
I don't know.
We both have small tits, so they would do the connect the dock things.
I feel like I tried to do a titty fuck once,
of course.
And it was just sort of like, oh,
it's humiliating.
It was like, yeah, it's not gonna.
It's the worst feeling in the world when you have no tits because they're just fucking your sternum.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to say all that stuff in the first 10 minutes. Whatever, Harry.
Is that a thing?
Well, they'll just demonetize it immediately. But I don't care. It's fine. Totally fine.
Whatever.
I live in a box.
Yeah.
What are you promoting?
Oh, I have a special.
You do have a special?
Yeah.
Where did you shoot it?
I shot it back in May, and then I went on tour with Vampire Weekend for like 6 months, and then I just put out the special on, it's just on Veeps. But,
and,
yeah.
And you have the Viola.
Viola? Right? Yeah.
Is it Viola?
You said my last name right, and you said Viola. So.
You never know the last name.
You know, people are always like Hagen.
Because I've been calling your name in the streets for years now, but you never know if it's right.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Because
I've never looked at you and been like, "Your name is this."
Right,
and had you correct it. There was somebody recently where they said their name, and I was like, "Oh, I don't say it like that at all."
Yeah, that happens to me a lot.
Maybe I think it was Gianmarco. No,
how does he? Yeah, is it not Cerezzi?
I think somebody said their own last name, and I was like, that's not how I've been saying it.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a little thing, like Soresi, or I don't know, but it was something
well,
where I was like.
If it's like a rolled R, I just chop it up to like,
fine.
I'm not leaning into the full, but if it's like a vowel sound.
I can't remember who it was. it was, I don't even think it was Strazy. I feel like it was somebody like Mark Normand. Like, it was somebody where I was like, whoa, you're like a regular
guy.
It's
Normand.
Yeah, 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 who I've been fucking up. Wait, so you filmed it, where'd you film it, New York?
I filmed it at the Bitter End in New York.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you did jokes the whole time with the viola?
No, like, the first half is just stand-up.
Oh, great.
Like, I still do, like, mostly just stand-up, but I just bring it, I whip out the viola a little, because, like,
for the one-liners.
For the one-liners.
That's nice.
Yeah, and people really like the viola. It's kind of tragic. Like, on shows, people get so excited when the viola comes out. I'm like, oh, you were just here for this. You know what I mean?
Really?
It feels kind of... I mean, like, they're laughing before, but then the energy I get when the viola comes out, I'm like, oh, you had that in you?
Well, they are addicted to the juxtaposition.
Yes.
But because there's something crazy about having you say something dirty or some... Not even dirty, but something that's, like... deadpan, relatable, very human, and then all of a sudden doing something pretty inhuman and like elevated that's a little bit like whoa.
Yeah, that's the idea.
It's like when it's like the hoodie with the expensive coat, how that feels very cool.
Yeah,
you know,
I like
I mean?
What you're I like
I'm
your
doing
concept
the hoodie
there.
Expensive coat thing, and I like that, and that's what you're doing
exactly
where you're like
I'm
just
doing.
A person am I
yeah right
that's nice
I'm just a person am I?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm into it.
Yeah, the viola is my very expensive code.
So comedy's number one.
Yeah, I really, like, I've been trying, like, kind of to quit viola for a long time, but I can't quit it.
Do you have the people, like, people do this with carpentry? I'm about to get my period, so I forget words, and I've dropped 9 things today. I went to Rag & Bone, and I just dropped things all around their store.
Did you get anything at Rag & Bone?
I got that scarf because I was freezing to death.
Oh, nice.
It was $200. Look at that piece of shit.
Yeah, Rag & Bone is really
cool. Why did I do that?
It's really nice, though.
I was so cold, though.
Yeah.
And anyway, I dropped everything in the store because I'm about to get my period, so I have... Do you get that?
You get... You know, what does it feel like right when you, before you get your period? Because I get... Like
I have PMDD.
I have PMDD
oh,
as
great.
Well.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I my husband keeps a note in his phone of things I say around that time because I'm always like, I don't know, like, what is even my apartment? I don't recognize where I live. I feel like, and then he reads them to me, and it's like always the same thing around the same time.
I just started seeing this new person, and I'm having to explain to him PMDD, and I'm like, you're a stranger. My shelf is a stranger. My books, never seen him. Dog, who?
Mm-hmm.
Have no... Actually, the dog stays pretty familiar, which is...
That's good.
I will say, highly recommend dog for PMDD because she is familiar. Sometimes you get intrusive thoughts where you're like, what if I put her in the oven? But it's very weird. You're literally being like, I'm in a space that I know. You're a stranger. I'm the most stranger-y.
Right.
Everything that I own is weird. Everything is, like, comically an object. Like, if you're, like, picking up your mascara, you're like, oh, just a tube of stuff. It's like you're in a set.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything feels, like, how did I get here? I start thinking, I can't look at a photo from, like, 2 months ago because I'll be like, I was a totally different person. Like, I don't even know who I am. And, like...
Why is that? Is that dissociation?
I mean, I definitely dissociate, but But why is that what happens when we get our period?
It's like we're allergic to the feeling, but it's really weird in dating a new person because you're like, yeah, I know you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then as soon as it's off, you're like, oh yeah, hello, I'm back.
Yes.
But there is like a weirdness at first where you're like, we are very familiar, but I am not totally up to speed on this. And I feel insane right now. And then you like, he was like, you're acting different. And I was like, that's pretty much the one thing I can't hear. You can't tell me I'm acting different. That's like telling a high person they're acting different.
Oh, because that freaks you out more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally. To be like, you're being weird. I'm like, yeah, no shit, dog.
Yeah, I guess I don't get that because my husband's just like, yeah, you're always like this at this time. So that doesn't freak me out. But if someone is like, you're different or like
That's
you
awful.
Seem like he's occasionally said like, I don't know, like you are you okay? You seem like you're in a weird mood. Like not even when I'm PMDDing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'll be like, what?
What does that mean?
No, I'm fine.
Am
what
I
do
not,
you?
Am I not who I promised I would
freak
be?
The fuck out.
Stand up on PMDD. Elite.
Really?
The road, kill myself.
Sure. You don't want to...
But marching into the cellar, like, manic and feeling insane, not myself, and then getting up on stage and be like, who are you? Blah, 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 and, like, that I can do.
But that's, like, you're really... You're good at that. I need to be, like, myself. Like, I'm so scripted and, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I just feel like it throws me off.
I feel like it's the only place where I feel... I'll, like, go on stage for an hour and then get off stage and start crying because I'm so bummed out that I have to go back to feeling bad.
Yeah.
Because on stage, I'm like, you suck. You're ugly. You're dumb. I kind of like you. Do you have kids? I don't want kids. How, did you, you know what I mean? Like, I'm able to, like, completely go sicko mode, and people are like, we love that. Right. But then I get off stage, and people are like, how are you doing? And I'm like, and then I say something that's really inappropriate or mean.
Yeah, it's like the only situation where it's acceptable to be that way.
To be insane. Insane.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, like, this isn't even connected to PMDD, but I'm just generally very, like, depressed and anxious all the time. And so whenever I have a decent to good set, it feels amazing when you get off stage.
Yeah.
And I'll feel good for, like, an hour.
An hour.
At best.
Yeah.
And then it's like...
But if you have a bad set, you'll feel bad until the next set.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But there's always another set.
There's always
That's
another
the beautiful
set.
Thing about
But have
stand-up.
You ever done this? What about this one? Classic move. You got a bunch of sets lined up or whatever. You're going home for a week. One set, great. Next set, great. Last set, eat a dick. Have to go home. Have to suck it up and go visit your family for a week.
Yep. You have to just end on that.
You have to just end on that.
But I sometimes, if I have a really bad set, I'll like torture myself by listening to the recording of it. And then sometimes... Oh. It's not as bad as I thought, but sometimes it's worse.
That's good to listen to it. I never listen to it.
It's like, it's almost better for me to listen when I think it went badly because I get more information. Like if it went well, you know it went well. Like you can feel the vibrations of the, you know, you just know what it feels like. But a bad set, you're kind of, I start dissociating. So I feel like I start making it even worse than it was.
Yeah, totally. Sometimes,
but it's risky.
PMDD. Good, totally good set, think it's bad.
Mm.
That happens a lot.
Right, that's why it's good to listen.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, oh, maybe I was even killing.
Hi there. We hope that you're enjoying this episode of RIP with Jordan Jensen. Now just a brief advertisement from our sponsors. ExpressVPN. Having ExpressVPN is a lot like tinted windows. ExpressVPN is like tinted windows for your internet connection. You can see out, but they can't see in. Wouldn't you want the same privacy online? Because all your traffic flows through their servers, internet service providers, including mobile network providers, know every single website you visit. In the U.S., ISPs are legally allowed to sell that information to advertisers. ExpressVPN reroutes 100% of your traffic through secure encrypted servers, so your ISP can't see your browsing history. Okay, here's a couple reasons why you should get ExpressVPN. It's the lowest prices ever right now. Plan starts at just $3.49 a month. That's only 12 cents a day. Hides your IP address, making it extremely difficult for third parties to track your online activity. This could be nice, even if you're not doing any pervert stuff. It could be nice just to not have people knowing what you're Googling. You know, you Google boots and you just wanted to draw boots. You wanted to draw a picture of boots. You didn't want to buy boots. Now everybody thinks you want to buy boots, but you have your own boots. Now you're buying boots. You don't even need boots. You're losing your money. You gotta get sell your kids. Easy to use. Fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. So you can stay private. So you can stay private on the go. Additional dedicated IP service engineered with innovative zero knowledge design. Not even ExpressVPN can trace an IP address back to the user. That's kind of good to know. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/RIP. That's expressvpn.com/RIP to find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/RIP. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the show.
How many of us have PMDD? Do you think it feels like it's like half?
Well, it's one of those things where at a certain point you're like, well, is that just what having your period as a woman it feels like?
No, because I have whore friends who are like, I'm just moving, get some cramps.
That's true.
I have,
do you get bad cramps?
But then sometimes I'm like, I think you just don't know yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're just not. I sometimes think about this, like, am I just more honest with myself than, and I don't mean it like on a pedestal,
because
it totally feels bad.
I think about this all the time. Also, I'm like, some of my friends are doing coke and drinking all the time. They're fully, if they feel bad, they just find a remedy. I'm like sober.
Yeah.
I have no remedy. My remedy is Prozac, which is regulated.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then it's like, they're like, I'll just go have sex, or I'll just go do coke, or I'll go out dance. Like, I'll get like a huge dopamine spike. And I'm like, I can't really do that.
There's no way they're not having like big crashes and maybe just not talking about it.
One of my friends who's a cokehead has figured out not how to not have a crash, and I couldn't figure out how she was doing it. I couldn't figure it out. And then on New Year's, I figured it out because I dropped them off, or I dropped them off to keep doing coke. I was a sober driver. And then I went home, and then I came back the next morning. And I was like, I'm going to witness the crash. Here's what they do. Snuggle party. Dopamine's crashing. Order Chinese food. A lot of blankets. Sweet treats. A lot of like face mask shit. Mm. Like women shit. And then like friends and friends all together with like a lot of like homemade eggs and stuff like that.
So they just have it all figured out.
They have it dialed in. And I came back and I was like, this is how you're not crashing. You're filling the dopamine with like friends and TV and the hydro elixirs.
I don't think I have one friend like that.
Really? What do you have? You don't have a Coke friend?
No, I don't. But I mean, I have like friends. A lot of my friends like have it together, but I feel like I like encounter these people, but I'm not friends with them who are like that. We're like, well, yes. If I feel this, I just do this. And then if I feel this, I just do this. And like, I go to the gym every day and like, I have my things.
They're non-comics.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're normies. They're like as normal as it gets.
Yeah. I guess it's probably because I'm mostly friends with like musicians and comedians.
No. Yeah. They can't do any of this.
No.
They can't. These are like the cozy friends. Like I've tried to talk about on stage where I'm like, you have to have like the cozy Coke friend because you have the friends where you're like, hey, I'm just like, I'm going through a depression right now because I'm realizing like if inevitably I'm a woman and I'm just going to keep aging and eventually I'll just become the thing that is in horror movies, which is just an old woman, and I'll lose my sexuality and I'll lose my thing and I'll have no meaning to live, blah, blah, blah. And then you have your like, you know, analytical Jewish comedian friend who's like, yeah, that's totally true. I think we should kill ourselves. And then you know what I mean? Yeah. Who's like, let's die tonight. And then you have the Coke friend who's like, here's a Xanax. And you're like, actually, that is what I needed. You know what I mean? And they give you a fucking bar and you're like, shit, you know? And it is the thing that helps.
Yeah.
Because we get ourselves in these little rat traps.
The aging thing is really tough. Yeah. I'm 34 now. Me and too. That's like a really weird one. Like, I'll be on Instagram. It's like, I'm 34, but I don't look 34. And I'm like, am I not supposed to look 34? Like, I didn't realize that was an old age.
That?
To not look like.
Realization where you see people being like, I'm 34, but I look 28, freaks me out so much. Because I did think 34 was young.
I'm like, that's like normal, like, person age.
I know,
age.
It's so weird. I'm so sick of, like, having everything impact, like, everything I eat. Like, if I eat sugar, it's just, like, my entire face changes. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't, like, I have to, like, do so much in order to maintain a level of health that I never had to do before. Before, it was, like, I would chug electrolytes and be fine.
Yeah. And I would, now, like, not eat bread for one day. Yes. And my stomach would be, like, zoop.
Remember fasting? How you'd not eat breakfast and then you'd lose 10 pounds?
Yeah.
Now it's, like,
it just doesn't. I'm doing the same things and nothing changes.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And the other thing that was freaking me out was in the summer, I was in Prospect Park by where I live. And I was like surrounded in these like 20-year-olds. And I was like, whoa, I used to be these like sangria drinking 20-year-olds. And now I'm like this slightly angry woman marching her dog through with a...
But do you feel like one of them?
Not at all. I hate them and I want to kill them with an Uzi.
Do you feel like you're their age though? Because I still feel when I encounter even sometimes high schoolers, I'll just be like, oh, like other my peers.
Well, and then I'm like, wait. Sometimes I see like a 25-year-old like kid on a skateboard and I'm like, that's my boyfriend.
Right.
And I'm like, no. Or if casting, they're like, you should play like a hot, you should play like the mom who works at a, who's like a professor or something.
You're like,
I'm like,
the
well,
mom?
I'm obviously the daughter.
Right. What?
What are you talking about? It's so scary. But I think the thing that's scary about it, especially, is I watch men age and I'm like, that's all I want. If I was a man, I would have so much fun aging. It'd be so fun. You just get hotter. You get cooler. You turn into a cowboy. It's like my mom is doing a good job, but she's like a lesbian. Like being a heterosexual woman and aging, you're just like, I see it. Like I see myself being like, should I be getting the Botox? Should I be ironing out all the shit? And I think I just, the only way for me to do it is to actually just age like a man. I have to just go the cowboy route.
I think I'm going to age naturally. I'm scared of Botox. Like I'm also a hypochondriac and I have like a weird like eye. Like I have kind of like a Tourette's type, like blinky thing sometimes, which apparently Botox can help with. But I'm scared it's going to make me feel weird and like stuck in the position that I can't then twitch out of. So I really don't want to get Botox like just for that reason.
For the panic.
Yeah.
Well, I can't lift this eyebrow. Like, I can lift this one up, but I can't lift this one up. Oh, and sometimes it drives me crazy that this muscle doesn't move. So do you know what I mean?
You like, get a little Botox on this side. And
well,
then
I'm thinking, is that how it feels to just be stuck, not moving?
I know.
Where you're like,
I'm worried I'm going to feel trapped inside my face.
Yes, me too. And I'm worried I'll be like, lift, go up, and it won't go up. Like Novocaine.
My friend's been getting Botox since she was 26. She's an actress, and she's, or something crazy like that. And so I texted her like, what does it feel like to have Botox? Because I'm considering it. I was like, does it feel like you're kind of stuck and you can't move your face? She's like, yeah, that's exactly how it feels. And I'm like, nope, not getting
it. Thick?
That's what I'm like.
That's my fear.
She's like, it says it feels like you're wearing a helmet.
That's
like,
awful.
Can you imagine?
That's the worst.
I know.
Wait, that's so scary. You know how Novocaine feels like if you like, if it feels like you have an extra layer of skin?
Yeah.
That's what I'm worried about, is that it's going to feel like if I poke it with a needle, you can't feel anything. And then I'm going to want to poke deeper.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But my mom is aging naturally, and she is aging like a Native American chief. You know,
she looks good.
She does, in a way that I'm like, I'm okay. Like Patti Smith.
You have to be okay with getting handsome.
Yes.
You know?
I already feel handsome. I already am mannish. And whenever people are like, you look like, it's never a woman. It's always like a quarterback. Like, what's that quarterback's name? Trevor Wallace or something?
I don't even know what he looks like, so I couldn't tell you.
It's never like, you look like a woman. It's always like, you look like the bully in this 80s movie or something.
Well,
it's
get like just an awkward, like people are like, you look like so-and-so. And I'm like, I don't find them attractive. So great. Like that's awkward, the greasy girl or something.
Do you ever get people being like this where they're like, you look just like my best friend? I hate that. I get that meet and greet line so much. You look just like my best friend. I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do with that. I'm not your friend. I don't want to be your friend.
Are they showing you a picture of their best friend?
No, nothing. It's just, I'm telling you, it happens like five times a line.
You probably get a lot of people who like want you to be their best friend too.
Yeah. Can we be best friends? I hate that.
I,
you know,
really
what my least favorite
line
thing is? I'm going to say this out loud in case people hear this and this will help. When you come up to me in the meet and greet line and you say that, bro, I'm already feeling the rage. First of all, if you wait in the end of the line, I will leave before I get to you. If you're somebody who waits, I'm done.
It's a little weird.
I'm leaving because I know that you have a spiel and I can't deal with the spiel. I have to pee. My dog has to pee.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I hate you. This person who goes like this. So first I found you on Instagram and then I bought tickets to your show in Atlanta. But then that was my dog's birthday, so I couldn't go to that show. But then I bought tickets for Alpharetta because you were right around the corner and it worked out like that. And then my husband saw you on, and it's this whole genealogy of their journey with me prior to meeting with me. I think that might be the most rage inducing.
Have you ever been a fan of anyone like before you started comedy? Because I can't imagine what it feels like to be someone who's on Instagram and sees a clip and likes it enough to like go
I've
to a show.
I've gotten addicted to people before. Like I have an addictive thing where like I was addicted to Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay.
Where I would just watch him over and over and over and over again. Or like Kyle Dunnigan.
Okay, yeah.
Who was on Professor Blastoff and I would listen to him so much. So then when I met him, I did a whole thing where I was like, just so you know, like my dad died, my best friend was paralyzed, and you really helped me through it. And I was like, and I just think you're so funny. You're part of the reason I got into comedy. That was like, and I was like, oh shit, that's what it is. I had a parasocial relationship with that man. I'm having a panic attack, and the things I'm saying are psycho.
But I feel like if it's something about like you mean so much to me, like, or you got me through a time, that's fine. But if it's literally just like, let me tell you how I found my way to you, it's almost,
let me tell the you my digital footprint,
insulting.
My digital footprint of you,
you're like, well, yeah, why wouldn't you come to the show? They're like, just so you know, I'm only here because I saw you on Instagram, and then my husband convinced me that we should actually go, and I was like, I don't know if I want to spend money, but then I was like, maybe I'll check you out, and you were actually good.
It's,
and you're like,
so
okay.
Crazy, and that you cancel the one show, but then you, it's so I don't mind synchronicity stories, like, oh my god, I was sad, and I saw that you're. I don't mind any of that.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
But I do mind the long. What I had last weekend was on stage. I was like, I'm pretty bad at being compassionate with women. Like, if you're a femme woman, I'm really shitty, and it's my own shit, and I'm trying to deal with it. And then this woman comes up to me after the show, and she's like, I really think that you need to like women more because we love you. And I go, hey, just so you know, this is why I hate women. And she like looked down and she had both my hands like holding them so tight in like a prison hold. And she was like, oh my God. And I was like, yeah, dude, it is crazy that you think that that's okay. And she was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't even notice I was doing it. And I was like, I'm just saying that is why I don't like you people.
You're
too touchy. They're too touchy.
I don't.
Men will be like, you want to go out with me? And I go, no. And they go back to the basement. And that's fine.
Right. And women are like, no, no, no. I know what you need.
Women are like, I'm going to climb behind your eyelid and wear your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've never been told no.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Do you have femme women friends?
Yeah, but they've all been trained to not be physical with me.
Okay.
And not really. No, they're all like brilliant. They're all, no, they are the same.
they're all brilliant. They couldn't they're be all, femme.
Yeah, right, right. There's no such thing as a brilliant femme. No, they're as femme as you are. Nobody more femme than you.
Okay. How femme am I?
Well, level more femme than I am.
Yeah. A little, like a level.
None of them are like.
I've got the less.
We
both have docs.
Dude,
but,
I love docs. I just pulled these out finally, and I'm so happy
those
about
are
them.
Great. I want those kinds. Take my femme down.
Take it down?
I think
you should take it down.
Yeah.
I think you should go gaffer.
Yeah, well, sometimes I wear, like, I call it stagehand chic.
I know. I like stagehand chic.
Yeah.
I love that. You need a codependency with a Sharpie kind of thing?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I used to do a lot of gigs where I'd have, like, viola gigs where I have to wear all black, and then I would go do stand-up.
Yeah.
But I would wear, like, casual black so I could kind of do both in the outfit, you know?
You would do it in the same night?
Yeah. Like, late, you know? I play, like, a Lion King until 10 p.m. and then go to the and lantern and like
did
bark
you play in the on Broadway all the time.
Yeah, I used to sub, so people would call me in to cover their chair like last minute for a few different shows. Like I would know the book and they'd be like, hey, can you do tonight at 8 Lion
King? How much do you pay for that?
It's like the same as like a SAG scale kind of thing for an actor, so you know, you might be coming away with like around 300 for a night.
Yeah And then you've been doing it since you were little?
Been playing, since I was 5.
And they were just like, this is what you're going to do to stay away from us kind of thing?
Who?
Your parents?
My parents. No, my dad would make me practice. He would sit with me and force me to practice.
Oh, he was like, this is the way you're going to make money.
Not make money. I mean, like, just, he's a musician and my older brother is a musician. So it's just, this is like what we do to nourish our
this
brain.
This is like hockey for us.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
yes.
Then when college came around, he was trying to convince me, like, you should maybe go to, like, liberal arts and expand. And I was like, no, I just want to go to Juilliard. Like, I just want
to
play music.
You went to Juilliard. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
I didn't mean to. I wasn't trying to drop it.
So you, like, play this shit. You play that.
I do.
That's
crazy. Yeah.
You can learn anything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kind of, I mean, yeah, it's like.
But you like stand-up so much better.
I like it so much
better. Do
people
fetishize the feel, I think?
I think a little.
Like with carpentry, they'll be like, it's so sick that you do carpentry. And I'm like, I just do it because I've known how to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, just like that I know a thing.
I think carpentry is a little more fetished because it's like also cool that as a woman you're a carpenter. Where
but why? It's like what dumb people do. It's literally a dumb people thing.
Well, women are so smart.
Right. That's what annoys me about it. I'm like, you think it's amazing that we can do carpentry? It's like literally the dumbest men in your life named like Tim and Bob, Mike and Josh. Like those guys are good at it.
True, but I could not do carpentry.
You could if one day, 100%.
Really?
Yes,
I'm like
dude.
Really bad, except for viola. I'm really bad with my hands.
I'm literally a retarded person. I drop everything. I fumble the bag on everything. You just have to know how to fasten wood to another piece of wood, and you've got it.
Do you feel really cool when you do carpentry?
No.
Okay.
I feel like it's like...
See, I'm fetishizing it now.
Yeah. Do you feel cool when you play viola?
Depends what I'm doing. If I'm...
In Vampire fucking Weekend.
Yeah, I feel very cool playing in Vampire Weekend, but I feel like a loser when I'm like in the background of a party where no one's listening and they just wanted a string quartet at their cocktail hour and I'm just playing like an arrangement of Call Me Maybe and no one's even listening and it's like really humiliating.
Oh, you're playing Delta music when you get off the plane?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yes. Where it's like, I mostly fly American, but I flew Delta recently and I was like, what is this? All these string quartet arrangements
of
pop music.
I'm going to buy myself flowers, but violin.
Yep.
That's what they play as you're exiting
the plane.
That's
what we do. And it's like Bridgerton.
Yeah. 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 But Vampire Weekend, it's like punky. Like you're like ripping. You're
on
like
a couple
ripping.
Of the songs, I'm like front and center, like, you know.
And people are like,
yeah, it's crazy because I like
that's
never
sick.
Played on that scale as a classical musician. I was playing like recitals for 100
people. How did you get
people.
Into that?
Well, my husband plays with them.
Who's your husband?
He's.
I mean, you don't have to say names, but
his name is Will Canzanieri.
Okay, like,
William Paul.
social birthday. I need his astrology sign.
Yeah.
So he was playing with them?
Yeah, like his ongoing gig is he's their touring keyboardist. Like when I met him, that's what he was doing. And then about like almost a year ago now, they had a need for a new violinist.
Okay.
And I was like, I guess I could play the violin. I play viola, but it's like very similar. And I
one is more...
Viola's a little bigger.
Okay.
So I was like, I could play violin. Just send me a violin. And learned all the songs and went out with them for like 6 months. And it was just really good timing because I like had just filmed the special and I had also like made this movie and was kind of like burnt out with like comedy for a little bit. So
yeah.
It was a little
and you
break.
Got to be with your husband.
And I got to see him. I was about to like not see him for months and then all of a sudden I was like, surprise, you're going to be together every second of every day.
How was that good?
Mostly good.
Mostly
yeah.
Good.
It was a good test. It was like, are we going to find out we actually don't like each other because we never spend that much time together?
Did you like have one room?
Yeah, yeah, we would share a hotel. They were like, if you ever need separate rooms.
Oh, nice,
like,
that's nice.
Yeah, they were very...
I would need a poop room.
Oh, I poop.
I know you poop in front of it, but it would just be nice to have a poop room, just in general.
I mean, we could all...
We're saving you money by being a couple. Give us
that's
a poop
true.
Room.
Give us a... Just
give us a poop room.
You can, I mean, I love ripping up a hotel lobby bathroom, though. You ever do that?
That's... There was somewhere where I ripped up that I was so happy about. Barnes & Noble.
Hmm.
There's something about taking a shit in there and then leaving and having it be so quiet and peaceful.
Yeah.
It's just really nice.
I love
the
smell
of
the
books. Cleansing of your sins. Do you want to take a look at this really quick? It's worth it. You might want to stand up and arch over and take a look. Oh, I remember. Hi. She's really snuggled deep. It's really nice. I just was wondering if you just wanted to, you ever see something like this before?
Have I?
You ever seen something like that?
You ever seen a dog before?
You ever seen something like this?
Take a look at that.
Look at that.
She is a really gorgeous dog.
Thanks. I'm obsessed with her. She's my favorite thing.
Yeah. And you just take her everywhere.
I do. I take her on the road everywhere.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Because that's...
She hasn't even been home all day. She's a chill-ass bitch. Went to a restaurant. Gave her some eggs to eat today. She's just a little scrapper.
She's great.
Yeah.
How long have you had her?
2 years. Just a little rat.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So how'd you meet the husband?
Online.
On the
swipes? Yeah, we were swiping.
Which one?
Hinge. Raya.
Listen.
Are you on Raya?
I was on Raya before I started seeing somebody, and I can't... It was like I made this horrible mistake. I thought I was a genius, and I said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make it so look like I'm going to write that I'm bi. So I'm going to get women and men.
Okay.
Biggest mistake of my life, because then I saw the women on there. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, I should not, I cannot be here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you see the women on, it is like, if you ever are with a man, look at their Raya. The women are like AI.
Just like chiseled and in a bikini.
It's just psychotic. It's so insane. It's crazy. So I kind of petered out on it. And I would just look to see what celebrities were on it, because that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun just to, like,
it's like Tim Ferriss was on it.
Will Sasso.
Yeah. It was fun. And you'd be like, oh, he's back. They broke up. He's back on it. I was like following people's lives through it.
Yeah. Wait, are you bi? Or you just wanted to see the women?
No, I just wanted to see the women. So I just said, send me both.
Yeah.
Because I was just curious.
I should have done that. Or I'm glad I didn't, actually, because I have like overconfidence with dating. And I think it's because I don't fixate on like how hot other women are. I'm just like, I've got the goods. Like, I'm fine.
Oh, that's great.
Like, I hate myself. Like,
yeah, of course.
Deeply.
Yeah.
But for some reason.
This is awesome.
Dating is like the one.
Oh, because you don't respect men.
Maybe. I'm just like, there's going to be another one. If they don't like me, like, they're lost. I'll get another one. Like, it's very.
Do you ever catch the ick with men then?
Yes.
Okay, so you're the pusher awayer.
Yeah, I've broken up with a lot of guys.
I've never broken up with anybody in my life.
Really?
Yeah, incredible.
It'll happen. Well, I mean, I hope it doesn't.
I've realized that forever I've been with avoidance.
Okay.
So, and my parents are both that way. And now I'm dating somebody who's not. And now I'm like getting weird. And it's mm-hmm. difficult for me because I've never had somebody be like, hey, how are you? I'm always used to somebody being like, please get away. And I'm like, But it's so weird. Yeah, I've never broken up with anybody. I've always made them break up with me or like waited way too long.
But making them break up with you is sort of the same as breaking up if you're trying to get out of it.
But I'm not being mean. I'm being like a little psycho.
Okay. You know what I mean? Both work.
Yeah, they do work. Yeah. Both work. Psycho actually works faster than being mean. Being mean keeps them in it forever.
I feel like I've tried to convince the guy to break up with me and like then it's not working. So finally I have to just be like, look.
Yeah.
It's not working. I don't want to be together anymore.
And you've rejected everybody except for this husband you've kept.
No, I mean, I've been rejected, but I get rejected early. And I feel like if I'm ever dating someone for a long enough time, maybe I just show myself really quickly. So they're just like, I don't know, it's working. Like, I like her. But if I get rejected, but just like two dates in, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So then you don't build up it. So I'm like, whatever.
But you can break up with somebody after like a year of dating them or 2 years.
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
And then this guy you liked enough, did you ever catch the ick with him and you forced yourself through it a little?
No, we broke up early on. We were long distance. So it was a little like,
yeah,
what are we doing here? So he was the, maybe one of the first where like, he was kind of ending it, and I was like, oh shit, I really like this person.
That's,
you know,
the way to keep you around. That's the trick with you. You dump you.
And uh-huh. Then you, and then I'm like, I will never.
That's good.
Catch the ick. You can't really, it's harder to catch the ick when they've of broken course. Up with you.
They've already proven that they'll leave.
Yeah.
That's why you're married.
Yes.
You push people away, but this guy figured he did. That's good.
He's a little trickster.
That's a trickster. But he just broke up just because he was like, we're too far.
Yeah, and at the time, we also had only been dating for like 2 or 3 months. So it wasn't like, but I was really heartbroken and like, oh, I really like this guy or like love this guy.
Yeah.
So, and then I just reached out to him like a couple months later because I was going to be in LA where he lived. And we were like, want to get coffee? And then COVID happened and it was like,
you could be wherever.
I just like went to LA a bunch.
Oh, nice.
And we were like, oh, we like do well in his tiny apartment. We could totally live together.
Oh, you were a COVID survivor. Wow.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money.
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Yeah.
And then he's been on tour with them for a long time.
Yeah, well, they take breaks between albums. So there's been a good chunk of our relationship where he's not on tour. And, like, we're not on tour now. Like, it's over until the band writes a new album.
So now what are you doing?
Stand-up. Like, stand I go up. On the road.
Are you touring?
Yeah. Well, the weekends. I don't... Yeah. You know, it's weird you call it a tour, but
bro,
it's like...
I hate that. People are like, are you on tour right now? I'm like, forever.
I'm here. Yeah.
Like, I live on the road.
Also, like, no, I'm right here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally, in the city totally. I live. I'm coming back. I know. I always have to explain that to people. They're like, where are you going next? And I'm like, home.
Yeah.
And then out again.
But you're doing, like, a proper tour soon where you're going from, like, city to city. That's a tour.
I'm doing that to see, like, if somehow magically that is good, then I will do that. Because the problem is it's, like, you make less money because the bus costs a lot.
Yeah.
But the thing with, like, so I fly out on Thursday, right? And then you fly back Sunday. You do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Monday's fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, you have to go to therapy. You have to do your laundry. You have to do grocery shop. Wednesday, maybe you see a friend. Thursday, you fly out again. So it's 2 days, really, that you have here. And it's psychotic. And then the amount of time that you spend in an airport is so fucking crazy. So I was like, what if I just slam it all out for 2 weeks and then take 3 weeks off and just, like, work the cellar and be able? Because I like being here.
I love being here.
Yeah, and I love being here.
It's probably going to be so much better because you're doing, like, 5 shows back-to-back, right, on the road. But this way you could do, like, 20
right.
hours,
yes.
like, one after the other. Like, how much more are you going to, like, get
I
deeper?
Know. Or will
and,
I
know?
Dissociate completely and be like, I'm so sick of these jokes, right. I want to hang myself.
Yeah, you'll find out.
I have no idea. It could be awful. Like, some comics have been like, I hate the bus. Some have been like, I love the bus. I sleep the best on the bus.
I love the bus. I only know the bus from the Vampire Weekend stuff.
How long have you been on bus?
Not more than like 2 or 3 nights without a hotel. So
yeah,
I'm not one to
But
talk.
I'm down to get a hotel. If we got to get a hotel, we get a hotel.
Yeah, every couple nights you should get a hotel.
Yeah.
Because even though it's like, it's just, I love not going to an airport. Just thinking about flying makes me nauseous. So the idea of just stepping on a bus and going is great. But
do you
I don't
get nervous
sleep.
On planes?
Not really. I get grossed out really easily. So if something triggers me, then my day is ruined. Like if there's like vomit on my seat or like something that looks like it could be vomit.
Bad fart? Bad airplane fart?
That doesn't really... Weirdly, like farts are
totally fine.
I just don't want like anyone's excrement on me.
Like somebody itches their head, you see dandruff.
Oh.
Game over.
Game over. And I also have like a fear of gum and everyone chews gum on planes.
Oh, to
so,
pop their ears, right.
Yeah, so
if
I'm
I was
just,
chewing gum right now, would you be like...
I would be, like, quietly suffering.
At the sound?
The smell and the idea of it. I won't
the
touch
idea
it.
Of me cleaning my teeth using this rubber thing and it's just accumulating the
it's
gunk.
It's the craziest thing
I've
that we...
I've dated a guy who felt this way. I'm a gum addict.
Okay.
I was just had 3 pieces in my mouth before I saw you.
Why do we need something...
Because I'm a drug addict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it, but, like, we also could have just not invented gum.
But why did we invent it? Minty? And it's for psychos. It's for manic people who are like, I have a Zin in right now. I want to stick a gum in and I want to be sucking on some sort of water bottle.
Yeah. I mean, I have like.
And a cock in my. I want like all things in my mouth at all times.
I don't have the oral fixation. That's what it
you
is.
You have a tick. You have this thing. What did you say?
I do this.
I do that too. I think that's just because we have giant eyeballs. Because then they need to be cleaned.
I've never heard someone explain it to me like that.
People are always
it's
like,
hilarious.
You blink so funny. And I'm like, I have big eyeballs. They need a full car wash.
I think for me, it's like, it actually, like it comes and goes. I don't have it right now.
I don't
but
have
if
it
I'm
right
really
now
tired, like
me
when
too.
I was shooting my movie, like on set, I would watch the takes back and I'd be like, all right, I have to just do another take without blinking. And then the whole take, I was just focusing on not blinking. And
how
then
do you do this the hard way?
I like,
yeah.
Or I, like, open them wide to, like, get air in them.
It's very common. Yeah the air feels good. It's a
yeah, but
thing.
It's it doesn't feel like a pressure cooker and then doing that is the release?
No.
That's what it feels
but
like.
But I understand that. I mean, I have OCD, so I totally understand those things.
Yeah.
Very much. I feel like it's reverse for me, where it's, like, I do this in order to, like, it's, like, a defensive thing. It's almost like a, like, or it's, like, a wincing. I'm literally, like, wincing at an idea in my head. That's,
okay.
I think that is what it is. Like, something will happen, I'll be like, ugh. But it's, like, an intrusive thought.
Okay.
And I'm being like, get it away.
I find that my physical face is not at all in line with my internal Like, I often look really devastated when I'm not. And, like, if I'm wincing, it's, like, not because something is grossing me out.
Oh.
It's just, it's not in sync. Like, my face is just doing its own thing, and I have to
Maybe that's from playing viola, because your face goes crazy when all you motherfuckers look crazy when you're playing.
Oh, yeah, I look so gross when I play.
No, you look intense, but you all look intense. You all do that where you're, like, fully in it. It's so sick. It's so punk rock.
I just feel like it looks like I have, first of all, I get, like, more, like, seven chins, and...
No, I've never noticed that. But I do notice that you guys, roll your eyes back and be, like, in it.
It's like a...
That's sick. But maybe that's why you're can't control your face, because you're being moved by the vibes all the time.
Yeah, I'm just vibing.
Do you feel better being on stage without the viola?
Or do you feel like it's safe? Way less anxious. Yeah, no, the viola makes me feel unsafe.
Oh,
because it's so tied to like so much trauma I have with it. Because I was so serious about it for so long and so competitive and put so much pressure on myself that if I play for too long, I start having this voice that's like, "You're so bad at this," and like no one wants to hear it. Put it away. Put it away. No, my dad is like a sweetheart.
Oh, okay, it's your own. Thing.
It's my own thing. It was just like the school and like,
oh, yeah,
like other competitive people, like just wanting to, you know, getting to Juilliard and all of a sudden everyone is like really good and you're like, oh shit, like I'm nothing.
Wow. Were you one of the weaker ones?
Honestly, I was probably like at the bottom of the upper half, if I'm being totally honest. Like if we split
good.
I would be like here.
I think that's great. That's ideal. You
want to
be one of those psychos? One of the Koreans? I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, I think we're all psychos.
Of course. But that means you're really good despite yourself, but you're not a psycho. That's good. That's ideal place. It means you can still justify being a comedian.
Uh-huh.
But you have a skill that you can make money on. That's ideal.
I guess.
If you're really good at something, like super good, and you're doing comedy, there's a part of you in your brain that's like, I shouldn't write it.
Well, sometimes I feel like people are mad at me. But that's all. I always think people are mad at me.
For doing both?
Yeah, like oh, just pick one. Or like, and it's like obviously not a real
Nobody's
thing.
Nobody's thinking that.
Like nobody gives a shit.
Nobody's thinking. I think that too. I don't know. I mean, nobody. First of all, I've never heard anything negative about you in my life. Everybody loves you so much. Nobody's
really?
Ever. Yes, 100%.
You're not talking to the right people. No, I mean, no.
There's nobody that hates you. Everybody thinks I hate them, and I'm totally okay with that.
Really?
Everybody's like, Jordan hates me. Yeah, all my openers are like, this person thinks, and I go, who is that person? I do not know that person.
Right.
I do not, but that is the negative thing that I know that is being said about me a lot.
Oh,
you have zero negative things. You have that you're really hot. I hear that a lot. Men are very attracted to you.
Fuck.
Because of the sad girl thing.
Yeah, like they.
That really gets their asses.
Isn't that kind of creepy and fucked
up? Yes, it's so creepy. It's so weird. They'll be like, I don't know. She just has this like sadness. And I'm like, that is not okay.
You'll tell me names after so I can feel
Dude, I'm
better.
Telling you, it's like literally all of the comics.
I don't hang out with anyone anymore. So I like forget who. Anyway, but if you're attracted to me, you're kind of creepy.
You're creepy.
That's the thesis of this.
Yeah. Totally. I agree with that. I agree. Okay. We have to go, but I want you to plug your
special. I have a special.
How do people see it, like, legit?
Yeah, you go to Veeps.com. Okay. You don't have to sign up for Veeps. You can just buy it on Veeps. And then...
How much is it?
It's like $9.99.
$9.99?
But 80% goes to me. And I paid for it all myself.
$10,
so
who cares?
If you want... And it's like, I'm proud of it. It's like a lot. It's my first hour I put out. So it's like, you know, a lot of material.
Buy the shit. If you want to support artists, you fucking ice hating all the go Palestine, if you're one of those, I'm one of those. Go help fucking people who are artists.
Thanks.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So,
we have to go because I'm in trouble.
We're going
to
go.
But you're the best. Watch your shit.
The best.
I'm sure I have an ad that I will do later on my iPhone and I apologize for that, but I have to go. Okay, bye.
Bye.